You got out of that one, that's gay. Woo! You
know what I'm saying? It's quicksand, but we was moving fast.
It's quicksand, we was moving fast. This is the Durag Discussion.
What's good, y'all? Durag Discussions here. It's Tev.
It's Bryce. And we are we're back. We're gonna do our discussions week.
Be back.
You know how it usually goes. Well, not usually, but
it's a week.
A lot been going on.
Yeah, shit been moving. A lot.
So, how we always start. Mental state for the past.
Durag Discussions Week.
Durag Discussions Week.
I'll say like an 8.3. Okay.
Interesting. State has actually been pretty sharp. Feel locked in. But I'm exhausted. I finally hit that wall in these past few days.
Have you been sleeping more than...
Well, hell yeah.
Before we get there, finish. I've been trying finish. Go.
I've been we'll trying there. To sleep. I would say I think I'm at a 8 flat for sure.
Yeah.
Been a long time. It really been a long time.
Since we had to do this.
Yeah. Y'all understand the episode got published like on Sunday or something like that. Maybe Monday. We did that Thursday before. So it's been like 2 weeks, right? No, I'm sticking with my 8.
Yeah.
I was solid.
Stay on that.
I was solid. In circumstance, I was solid.
Stay on that.
Yep. But I have an apology in order to this man Giannis. I'll walk around saying he was not it, that you couldn't carry the team. I was stupid. I'm man enough right now to say I was speaking out of pocket.
This you officially putting respect on his name?
Yeah, I'm putting respect on him, man. I got you. Right. You dropped 50 in the last, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say.
I'm 17 for 19 from the line.
Nothing to say.
I also have an apology in order. I want to apologize to the Phoenix Suns for me extending my beliefs into sorry motherfuckers. boy. But yeah, congrats to Giannis.
Hell yeah, that's dope.
Fuck TP. My cousin hates CP. And I just, I don't like CP. I don't hate him. I just don't like him. Where do you go? First two games, yeah, you're solid. Was,
he probably was so, like, the, he couldn't, longevity of him, at this point, he's played so many games in the playoffs, bro, and in the season.
Bro.
This is the, like, he had, body is like,
he
right,
had two left in the finals, hang in there. We saw.
Exactly.
We saw.
Yeah.
Giannis said, no, no, no. I gotta give him my little bro. And now all three of them niggas got the fucking got a ring.
Damn.
All three brothers.
Yeah. Wow.
One of them with the Lakers last year. And then the other one was on the team with him. Yeah, that's fire. Winning the ship with your blood brother.
Oh, me.
Damn.
That's crazy. And then that just gave Giannis that extra life.
But
y'all gonna have said, one.
He said it was awkward at the dinner table for a minute because his brother was the only one with a ring, right? So it's whatever. He talking big shit. Next year I got you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. And he got MVP as he should. All
right.
240, 40, 40, and then the 50 piece at the end.
Oh my goodness. 240 balls. Cap it off with 50. Walk off 50.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Let me shut them up.
Walk off 50.
Hey, bro, I went to Chick-fil-A and ordered 50 piece chicken nuggets.
Man, I seen that shit. Everybody going nuts. I went to 50 piece.
Not 51.
Not 51.
Not 49. 50.
Dude.
We both trophies in the whip.
For real.
Yeah. Big sorry, shit. Phoenix.
Big shit. Yeah. It's a sick city right now.
Yeah. Hella sick.
I just want to talk a little bit about not out. I mean, we could speak a little bit on our experiences in our beliefs, but not really about the league. It's like the compare and like the contrast of like religion versus spirituality. One aspect is religion, where millions of religions, right? Isn't there?
Yes.
How many?
No.
Let me see. Hold on.
I was laughing at something else. You was talking about structures, and I said Buddhists.
Buddhists.
But yeah, there's probably a new religion being made every day. Man-made, like,
stuff. 4,300 religions. Some way off. That's still, that's a good. And, well, that are counting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that are counting. Niggas are making their own shit up and following it.
On me.
Every that's, single day. Yeah,
every single day. New philosophies.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so that's what we see as religion.
Right? Yeah. Like,
Islam, Buddhism.
Yeah.
All those type of things.
Yeah.
All of
practices.
And then we have spirituality. Mm-hmm. Which.
You don't like that R word, huh?
I was struggling through that motherfucker. Yeah, I'm just like, I need something else.
Yeah.
We gotta try to stay respectful, like, for everybody. Everybody just find a way to trip.
Yeah. It'll still be you in it.
Right. Spirituality, which is what I see is like, think of indigenous people, think of, you know what I'm saying, like Cherokee Indians.
Yeah.
Cherokee.
Way back then.
Tribe.
You know, yeah.
Navajo.
Yeah.
All that shit. Yeah. Right?
Got a little bit of Indian for me.
You do?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Blackfoot.
A Blackfoot?
My great grandmother's side. Well, she's still alive. And Cherokee. My grandfather's side. My mom's dad's side. So. So niggas ain't just niggas.
On me.
I'm sure you got some other shit on you too.
Who knows, bro? Who knows? But spirituality is like, it's just that relationship with something higher. With, it could be the earth, it could be however you connect with divine, whatever, yeah. The divine universe realm.
Yeah, if you will, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spirituality is like that. That avenue, you know what I'm saying?
You really just plugged it in for both of them.
And they go together, but yeah. They also have to be separate.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? So,
very true.
So I'll say that I'm, you know, definitely leaning over towards that spirituality.
Definitely, yeah, same.
A lot more.
Same. The older I got, the more decisions I'll start to make for myself. And it's not just me, it's like the people around me too.
Right. At first it became a decision, but then it's really evolved into like just that relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, well, it's just me. That's all I have to report to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like that's all I have to report to. All this other stuff y'all talking about?
Who'd you hear that from? Like,
but no, like when I was just going to church.
No, yeah, for sure.
Faithfully, time.
But I feel it in a spiritual level. Right. When I'm in that space, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what these people around me are saying and what they believe to be their beliefs in this, you know what I'm saying?
I really just did like everything before.
Yeah.
Walking up, dressing up, all that. And then everything after, like the long talks, the like, bro, let's just get out of here.
I got my own niggas going to church just like that.
Man.
Scoot to church. Church is over. I'm out of here. Came here. Got what I needed. Because in my head, this is what satisfies me in that space. You know?
Right. I'm not here for none of y'all.
And sometimes I will be, you know what I'm saying? Let me go talk to my niggas. So I'm just.
Right.
But yeah, just keeping what you like, having what you feel is right up top, right. No matter what the older generations or even people in your generations might try to push on to you. Stay solid on what you believe, and then people just gonna adapt to that.
Shit, if you do it from the heart, and you tend to do it from the heart, right? That's all it's personal. You don't expect nothing from shit.
Like, you just keep doing shit.
In what ways can we not let life and the world turn it into the opposite? You start doing shit from the heart, you know what I'm saying? And then you look up and you're like, damn, hold on, are you right? I'm not getting nothing from this shit.
So, in the same thing that I said about that religion and spirituality piece, stay strong on what you believe.
So yeah.
In my heart, if I feel like this is right and I enjoy doing it, it makes me feel good.
Right. Just so you happy.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to do it. No matter if I'm not getting shit, so many, you don't have to not get shit to like satisfy that because we know what it feels like and we know what it could be like. So let me go help this person who's in a worse place than I am, no matter how big or small the efforts are. So I'm gonna at least try. We all here, shit. Your life might have been a little different. And life can still hit anybody different.
Yeah, I mean, like, to have no, just to not have any, like, for me, I don't like waiting on them, so yeah. I'm not gonna wait on my favorite guy. Like,
yeah,
that's out.
And you know what I'm
saying? So I don't even like shit. When people ask, like, I'll get it back to you, like, don't even, bro. Like,
if you do, cool, but like, I'm not tripping, bro.
Yeah, like,
I'm really not even close to tripping.
It's gonna be alright. Like, when it comes, it comes. If I need it, I need it, but right now I don't need it. So go ahead. It's not a problem at all. You know what an empath is? I just had an empathic person yesterday. Yeah, I guess that's what
you
want.
Yeah. I'm an empathic person. Yeah. My mom's a very empathic person. So, like, an empathic person is like, what do you think an empathic person is?
Just, you know, somebody that can feel, you know what I'm saying, in a way. But it says, an empath is someone who absorbs and feels other people's emotions and or physical symptoms due to their high sensitivities. Consequently, this enables them to be excellent caregivers, friends, and spouses. Moreover, their extraordinary ability to empathize with all kinds of situations provides them with real superpowers.
That shit can make me feel crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
Just because it's like different. Because there's a lot of people just spilling out. So somebody got to be.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because I just know, I feel like I've always thought it was just me noticing people's behavior and being able to read people. You're not feeling it.
You can show,
you know what I'm saying?
Walk into a space and be like,
yeah, and know everything.
For sure, I see what's going on here today.
Like, I see what's
going on. Let me adjust. Yeah, exactly. Let me adjust.
Because I've always been the one to sit back in a room that's not familiar. I'm not going to just go and just start just having the time in the middle of the floor and everybody focus on me. Like, no, I'm trying to see what y'all are first.
So I even step to the left or to the right.
Exactly. So I'm not trying to step in the middle of some shit. Shoot, I guess there's six types. First is emotional, which basically we talk about. And maybe you are multiple, like, very possible. I'm not, for sure, reading these. But the first is emotional, of course, absorbs, like, sorrow and emotions. Been around them. Then the other is physical empath. Feels and absorbs pain and symptoms of other physicality, or of others physically. I can read, I promise.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
The geomantic empath has fine. Well, I didn't say that shit right?
No, you got it.
Oh.
I was laughing because I'm like, damn, this thing is having to take over for me.
Attunement to physical landscapes such as a place, house, or country. You didn't pick the hardest fucking goddamn. Type, my nigga, what's the fuck? The earth empath is closely connected to earth and nature and feels when things such as weather or oceans, tides change. You feel when earth's tides change?
Oh, shit.
You be feeling when the earth's tides change?
The tides? I don't know when the tides change. But yeah. When the weather's been ready to change, I kind of be feeling it. But I feel like that's after the fact. Like, it's
damn.
Intuitive. I mean, that's not really connected. Wait, so it's closely, Earth and Path is closely connected to Earth and nature and feels things. And feels and things. Okay, yeah, I do feel things when the weather changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, some nigga that I met, or something like 2 weeks ago. It's gonna rain for like a day. So don't get your car washed. For sure. Rain yesterday.
It rained up there, you do.
Yeah. Nah, the intuitive empath is in tune with his / her or they. Yeah, whatever. Interstate and let their intuition lead the way. The animal empath is able to feel and understand the emotions of animals.
That's me.
I get that. Yeah. I feel like as humans, you got to, though. Like, if you're paying attention to an animal, you can fucking know. I mean, I hope you know.
Me and my dog, we got fucking telepathy. I said we got to get the fuck up out of here. She with me. Yeah, bullshit about that.
Nope.
Shit, let's get on the Pops Knots.
Which one would you first? Let's do Pops first.
Let's end with Pops.
Alright.
Start with Hops.
Alright.
Actually, no, let's go Pops first because
me
and I spoke on it.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Bucks.
Yeah.
Pops this week.
Yeah. I'm happy you telepathically got my signal. Yeah, shout out Chris Middleton. That nigga also went crazy in there. He was fucking halfway walking fucking with a limp during the season.
But he got together. Yeah,
Drew was locked in. He was locked in for sure. PJ Tucker, he didn't do as much as I hoped he would have, but he's Sneaker King, so congrats to PJ for getting his ring.
He was talking though.
Yep.
Show was talking his shit. Didn't get it with, nigga was drunk.
As fuck. All niggas should have been drunk. Nigga, I'd have been drunk too. I just want to shit. Like, what's really going on?
That nigga
said.
That nigga jumped on the team and got straight passed on him.
Bro, it's thick.
Who was it? James Harden?
Russell.
Russell. Capella?
Yup. Who else is over there?
I think it was four.
Fuck else is over there?
Wall?
Well, he was there at a little time. That was,
But no, it was a different team. Did they play the Heat?
No. They played the freaking Blazers, and Damian Lillard sent their ass home.
No, I'm talking about Bucks. Which team is the best player?
Oh, shit. Oh. Okay, here we go. So, first they played the Heat.
So,
they swept them.
With Trevor Ariza.
Jimmy Butler's on there.
Trevor Ariza. I'm trying to think.
On the Heat right now, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo.
I'm trying to think. Who the fuck is a fourth person? Or am I just tripping?
Yeah, he's with all of them. He's with people. You talking about the Rockets?
I'm trying to see who got traded from the Rockets to this team.
You just asked me who the Bucks played. And I put up who they played in the playoffs.
Right, that's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to think.
Who's on the Rockets right now?
No, we got traded from the Rockets to one of these teams that we're not thinking of. Because I swear it was four. Harden. Oh, Jeff Green. Is that it?
Probably. Jeff Green did get traded for. He's on the Nets, ain't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're playing the Nets. But it was Harden. Who PJ played for.
So oh, so. Against.
Yeah. Let's just see if I had a game. But I don't think I do. He beat the entire starting lineup.
That he plays with?
Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. James Harden. Capella. Trevor Ariza, bro.
That nigga's still playing.
How I doing? Trevor Ariza. That nigga's on the Heat.
Damn. I did not know that nigga was still in the league, bro.
See, you over here looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, shit, yeah, I might be crazy.
I'm sorry.
Nigga might just have to be crazy.
No, I'm crazy. I'm the crazy one.
Hey. Feel me?
My bad.
But yeah. What the fuck were we even talking about? We got lost in
props.
Man. Oh yeah. So props damn. To them.
This was all props.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Ah nah.
Props.
Get down to the dirty dirty shit. The first dirty. Dirty op this week.
Ooh. It's another fucking weird ass rapper. Another weird
mac and cheese.
Oh, we got two
flavored ice cream. Yes, sir. We do have two apps this week.
Oh shit! Well, show. I'm over here talking about the other one. But yeah,
Kraft mac and cheese.
Y'all fucked up.
That's disgusting.
Just know.
Yo. Cheese and ice cream. That's too much fucking dairy.
Yeah, you're trying to send niggas to the hospital.
That's one, too much dairy.
For one, your craft is, I mean, I guess it's mac and cheese. But it ain't mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nope. It ain't.
Second, don't step out your lane. I know you in the dairy industry. But it's not. It's the same. Yeah, that's sick. Damn. What's up with these? They running out of ideas. Like, who's approving this shit, bro?
I don't know what's going on.
Who's approving this?
Makes no sense to me.
The second OPP this week.
OPP.
Not shout out to OPP right now. It's little ass nigga. The fucking baby. He done said some weird ass shit. African, what was that, Rolling Loud or some shit?
Yeah.
This man done told the folks. If they ain't ever, he said, fellas, if you didn't
come in here,
Ma, man. I'm sorry. If you didn't suck no dick in the parking lot, put your MF and flashlight on. Like what, bro?
Put yourself on like that.
You can't just tell people, put your light on. Turn your lights on.
Yeah, I don't even know what. People saying it was directed at something. I don't know
what, bro, is about. Hey,
you don't even do all that, player.
You can just ask people nicely, can you please put your lights on? Then he said some other shit. Ladies, if you don't got no STDs, HIVs, you got a clean one. Like, what?
Put smell like water.
That, yeah, like, what, bro? What is up with you? I don't know where that nigga's from, but he needs to go back and get some different training. Man, this is not it. It's like, you can't give everybody money, bro. I don't know, bro.
I think he also gonna do it, though. Think about it. He lost his mom.
And his baby?
Dad. And his brother.
The baby?
In the same year.
Yeah. Damn.
You feel me?
But does that excuse him to go stay some way out shit like this?
Shit, that's his personality, bro.
Look at you being a fucking empathic person.
He ain't grieved yet, bro.
guess, behavior.
I don't know where that shit. Yeah, I mean, that shit is weird. Yeah. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I really don't.
You know what I mean?
Niggas really don't. But like, my nigga.
So you stood out for just doing that.
Saying that way out.
About your fucking comments, nigga. That's not it.
Yeah, it's not it, brother. Sorry to you.
I was on them Beatles again, bro.
I'm traumatized. Yeah, your ass is too.
I was scared, boy. That shit was so big. I was like, yeah, I don't hurt bugs like that no more, but I'm going to have to kill you.
You're going to have to hurt that
come,
one, bro.
Come back for me. I already know. Looked like some shit off of First Lane, too.
Fat shits, hell yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You got beef back here with the Beatles. I got beef back here with the fucking albino pigeons.
Yeah, I hope they the ones probably eating them Beatles.
I hope so. Shit. Stay away.
Everybody got a job out here.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to make you.
Go get yours. And it ain't over here. And obviously, it is. The Beatles are dead. This shit from 2019. I think it's still shit. Never put what you value in the palm of somebody else's hands.
I hear it. I'm trying to grasp it. No, you go. I said, I'm going
to let you know.
Okay.
So, then it instantly loses its value, like, to you. You know what I'm saying? Because then you depend on somebody else. And what do they think of what? Like, I care about it now.
Yeah.
Because if their value is not what you expect it to be, yours is going to change. That should be not much to you.
So speechless. I just want to listen.
Like, you're saying, like, like I've been talking less. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, bro.
Because we didn't record it another time before, man. We still got that shit out. We still, you know what I'm saying? But,
we've been like talking less in like social environments, you know what I'm saying?
Or not even like social environments. But no.
Really? That's a challenge I'm gonna do. Just don't talk. Because, like, for work, single school, I guess we're talking to people. Got to.
Yeah.
So, depending on which day, which work, but like, weekends down there, gotta talk to people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's fine. I've been there.
Every single job I got to talk to people. It's gotten to a point where it's not even more. Exhausting anymore.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
It's just what it is.
How many words do you think?
At least in the past week.
How many words do you think we say
day?
A day? Yeah.
Upwards 100,000 for sure. Or no, probably upwards like.
Is that 100 words?
No, I said.
How many years did you say?
1,000.
Yes. So like 5,000. I say like 10.
10 a day?
1,000, nigga.
Oh.
Oh, what's good, gang? You finna leave? Are you chilling? You feeling?
Yeah.
Hey, how many words you think we say per day?
10,000. Ooh, that's good.
That's the same thing I said.
Oh.
Huh? Isn't it?
I said 5,000. Seems like a...
Think about this, right? How many words do we say per day? I know you be listening.
He said, I know you be listening.
Ooh, think about this first.
That green?
You wake up and you literally start talking to somebody. It says research shows that average person speaks at least 7,000 words a day.
See,
ooh, many speaking, with many speaking much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what that means. Think about 7,000 at least.
We coach.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how much information comes out at one time, bro? What?
For sure, I definitely have about 10,000.
You probably say like 5,000 at practice.
I got 10,000 yesterday for sure.
Oh, and you was moving. You probably was talking shit too.
Mm-hmm.
I already know. We off the script right now, so whatever y'all need to like get off your chest, get it off.
Now is the time.
Do you want to hear a question I heard?
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
He's actually a podcaster. You guys should listen to him. He's really dope. Because of his hindsight. Okay, the question was, like, one day he asked himself, like, usually when we pray or, you know, whatever you do, you ask for things. You're like, I need this, I want this.
Yeah.
I want to be here. Why am I not there? So instead of, like, when you come to prayer every morning or when you wake up every morning, instead of, like, asking for everything you need, just ask, like, hey, God. Like, what do you need from me today? It could be something so little. Like, just say hello to someone on the street.
Mm.
Or the door for someone today. Like, be a neighbor to somebody today. And that's like,
you better preach a chance,
Damn.
My whole mind is blown. My whole life is like, crazy. I literally asked myself in the shower today. I was like, you know, I was scared of myself down. I was like, God, what do you need from me today? I was like, let's see.
Better preaching,
yeah.
It's fire.
That's dope.
What you got?
Mm-hmm. I can't piggyback off that.
You don't got to. You don't have to piggyback. You can say your own stuff.
What you want to talk about, Trav? Or
Mister?
Well, for those of you that don't know, I quit my job so I can coach full time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm doing something I actually want to do. And, well, it's gonna be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Is making me a better person, I think, like, also kind of making the next generation accountable with actions. But now I have more time to coach and to put the pump company with my brother. So I tell you guys right now, if you don't want to make retail your career, get out while you can. Or else they will keep you for your whole life.
The door is going to keep going.
Hold on.
They're going to keep walking in that bitch.
Walk out.
They even tried to schedule you after him.
I called out this morning. Yesterday was my last day. I'm like, what is y'all doing?
I'm like, wait. You can't leave all the way, though. So you might have to run it back a little bit.
Watch out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What was the main question?
The main question was, hey, God, what are you looking for today? That was just the question.
Start the day with that.
All right, what do you need?
It could be easy. It could be like, I just need you to rest today. You know what? Just sit down. Yeah. Okay.
Got you. Don't complain. You got it. For real.
And basically, he talked about how that, like,
stuff like that,
it got him to the point that he was now. Like, he's into, like, editing and, like, making, like, documentaries and, like, videography and stuff like that. So it kind of guided him there. And it's crazy because it's like, you progressively see that throughout his videos, and it's like, wow, you've grown so much.
Yeah.
Just by asking yourself that question every day, like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's
why. It'll put you right on your path and keep you on your path.
Mm-hmm.
If you know,
you gonna know.
Like, he already got a plan, so yeah. It's...
That's what people always say, it's two plans. Your plan, and then there's God's
plan. Right. Yeah. You got it. That's the real choice right there.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Yeah, something like that.
That's all I got, too. Mental state for the past 24.
Dude, how are you going to leave me like that?
It's above us now.
Yeah, man. I say like a 9, bro.
Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge. Positive affirmation, challenge.
Motherfucking,
we already got left with a question. There's a perfect plan for you. just know it gets hard. Whichever way you go, your way or God or divine or whatever, universe.
Whatever path is for you.
Yeah, but just know there's a perfect plan no matter what. And then there's another one. So you gotta take the one that's, just keep going. So
that's, I would piggyback and say, like, don't compare your path to somebody else's path, because then you get caught up with trying to be someone else, and that's how you get off your path. You're now gonna work twice as hard to get back on track because you're looking like, oh, Bryce is over here doing this, Tim is doing this, but like, well, I want to do this. That's not part of my path, though. So, like, why go off your path to come back onto your track? It's not going to work out. So, I just say stay focused on it. One task at a time. Because, for sure, as humans, we definitely do get overwhelmed a lot. And try to become and do things that, like, literally are not possible sometimes.
So, we weren't even going to talk about, like, stress today. Because we talked about it earlier. Like, because when we get overwhelmed, like, we get stressful sometimes. I told Brian, so I want to talk about that. I don't know about that, but that's all we needed for that.
Yeah. Touch on it.
Yeah. But that also goes back into what we were saying earlier. Don't put your values in somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
My lifestyle, too. My advice is to not give CPR to dead situations. Don't give out no more life. Shit, if it's done with, it's done with. Straight bars, nigga.
Shit. We out.
Peace out, niggas.
And niggas.
Hey, share.
And niggeritos.
Discuss.
Damn, Logan, you spazzed out. What the fuck going on?